This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you.
Amen. How many are believing that God is going to do something greater than you've ever seen before? I don't know about you, but my faith is on an all-time high. I'm believing that God is going to do things in my family. God is going to do some things in our church. God is going to do some things in our neighborhood. God is going to do some things in our nation. How many will stand with me and believe that God is doing greater things today than he's ever done before? God is a God that doesn't retreat. He doesn't go back, but he just gets better. Amen. It just gets better. And the Bible says, he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He who began, somebody needs to grab a hold of this today. He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. I love that we serve a God that is ever increasing. His kingdom is ever increasing. It's not shrinking back. It's not running away in defeat. But God's kingdom will always continue to move forward. Let's pray today. God, I thank you, Lord, that you would let us hear something today that's from your heart, God, from your word. God, let it come alive to us. Let it, Father, stir us up. God, you know exactly the faith journey that we're on. You know exactly the place that we're at today in our minds and our hearts and our spirits. God, even in our physical bodies. And I thank you that you would speak something to us today that causes us to grow, causes us to increase, causes us to become more like you. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. We're on this incredible topic called the prophetic community. We're talking about God's desire and God's design for his people is to actually hear his voice and be able to articulate it. The Apostle Paul said it this way. He said, earnestly or eagerly desire the gift of prophecy. And Jesus said it this way, my sheep hear my voice. So that means if we want to be his sheep, if we want to be a part of his fold, we have to learn how to hear his voice. And so that's what we're talking about, because sometimes we get intimidated when we hear the word prophetic. But prophetic just basically means that you're hearing God's voice and you're able to speak what you're hearing. Amen? And so I want to talk to you about that today because specifically, sometimes we say, okay, I understand the prophetic community. I understand that I need to be a part of God's prophetic community, but how do I get there? It seems like a long way off for some. For others, they say, yes, I'm there. I'm with you. I'm following you. But some say, how do I even get there? Today, I want to talk to you about creating a prophetic environment. This is the key to where you want to start if you want to learn how to hear God's voice or you want to hear God's voice better. It's about creating a prophetic environment in your house, in your car, in your job, where you go, in your space. How do you create a prophetic environment? Now, there is a little bit of a question about the age of this story because Pastor Corinne and I were talking after I preached on Thursday night, and she heard me, she said, well, I'm not sure if that's exactly the age that Esperanza was. And I said, well, this is the way I remember the story. So I'm going to tell the story the way I remember the story. And then when it's your turn, you can tell the story the way you remember the story. Amen. It'll be like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Different gospels, but saying the same thing, essentially. When Esperanza was small, and, you know, Christian wasn't here yet, we had created such an environment in our home that it was conducive to hear the voice of God. It was a prophetic environment. Well, Esperanza had lots of toys. One of these toys was a music box, and she would push the music box, and she would dance around, and she would sing. Now, she would just make up words, okay? So most of the times, just words that she'd heard, words that, you know, whatever. And it was cute. But the atmosphere was so much that even it stirred her heart. And one day, she pushed the music button. She's dancing around. And it caught my ear. I was like, what is she saying? She said, Mommy is pregnant. Mommy is going to have a baby. Mommy is pregnant. Mommy is going to have a baby. And I looked at Pastor Corinne because She wasn't pregnant at the time. And we hadn't talked about that stuff in front of Esperanza. But as cute as that was, that is an example of what happens when you stir up a prophetic environment. Even a child can catch on to what God is doing and what God is saying when you put them in the right environment. Parents, put your kids in the right environment. But this is what's so powerful about a prophetic environment is that when you begin to have a prophetic environment in your life and around you, there's people that need to hear from God that under normal circumstances are having a blockage they're not able to hear, but they get near you and they begin to hear the voice of God. Why? Because you've created a prophetic space around you. You've created a prophetic environment. Let me go to another story. This story comes from 1 Samuel 10. Saul, before he becomes King Saul, he was just a young man looking for his father's sheep. He's going across the countryside. He's looking here, he's looking there, he's trying to find his father's sheep. He is not trained in the prophetic. He was not raised around prophetic people. He has no schooling in this area. No desire that we know of to be prophetic. But yet, on his way back home, he comes across a group of men that they were called the School of the Prophets. Now, in Israel, in that time, they had different groups in different areas throughout Israel. And these men would spend their whole life studying and practicing hearing the voice of God so that they could speak to the community of Israel. Now, this is actually a precursor to what God is doing right now, because they were a sub-community within a larger community speaking God's voice. The difference now is that God is not just speaking to a few people to speak to the greater community. He's actually wanting to speak to the whole community at the same time. So, but this group of men, they knew how to stir up a prophetic environment. And that's what they did. That's the lifestyle that they lived. And so when young Saul crosses them on the pathway going back home, and he comes into that prophetic environment, he begins to prophesy. Again, he's looking for his father's sheep. He's not schooled in the prophetic. He doesn't even have a desire to prophesy. But yet, when he enters into the prophetic environment that these men had established in their life, something immediately was stirred. I want to tell you something and give you a revelation about yourself today. You have a latent God-given capacity to hear his voice. He designed you and he created you that way. So something happens when you get into a prophetic environment that wakes up. All of a sudden you realize, oh, this is who I am. This is what I was designed to be. So when I come into a prophetic environment, I find something out about myself that I never knew before. I can hear God's voice. I can respond. I can speak God's word. So this young man, he's trying to figure out his life. He's young. But yet he steps into this prophetic environment. There's power when you step into a prophetic environment that will activate something in you, because we were designed to be prophetic. There is a God-given capacity that is woken up when we get into a prophetic environment. So the first thing is this. Before you can learn how to create a prophetic environment for yourself, a lot of times, you just need to get into someone else's prophetic environment. Just like Saul, he didn't know how to do it, but he got into that prophetic environment. He didn't know how to do that even as king. So he brought David in, which David knew how to get into a prophetic environment. The first thing is, like Saul, like Esperanza, sometimes you don't know how to do it yourself, but if you get into, you know, on Saturdays, on Sundays, we have a prophetic environment here that if you'll just get in the building, something will wake up in you. Sundays, you know, thank God we're not just opening the Bible and reading random scriptures. This is Holy Spirit inspired that God is saying during the week, we need to communicate this particular message and this particular sermon, and that is prophetic in nature. When the songs are selected, they're not just, hey, I like this song because of the beat or it's random. No, the team has prayed about those songs. And they said, this is what we feel God is saying. This is what we feel God is singing over us right now. And this is what we feel we need to be declaring right now. So it's prophetic in nature. On Saturdays, we're having classes here where we teach people how to hear God's voice. And then, this is even better, we stop and say, okay, let's practice. And there's such an established prophetic environment that it becomes easy to hear and speak God's voice. So the first thing is, get into an already established prophetic environment. And it will begin to wake things up in you. The more you get into someone else's prophetic environment, the more you'll learn how to create a prophetic environment in your life, in your home, in your family, in everything that you do. The more we get into someone else's prophetic environment, the more you'll learn to create a prophetic environment of your own. So I challenge you, come on Saturday or stay later on Sunday or even the Wednesday Zoom groups. There's prophetic things happening. There's a prophetic environment being created because this is our heart's desire, is to create productive growth spaces that you can walk into and be activated. So one of these important growth spaces is a prophetic environment. And the more you enter into an established prophetic environment, the easier it will become to create a prophetic environment in your life. There's a story in 1 Samuel 3 when the young boy Samuel hears God for the first time. And maybe today you're like, Pastor, I feel like a complete novice. I feel like a kid, like I don't know anything, like I'm starting from zero. Samuel, who is one of the greatest prophets of Israel, started with nothing. Okay? He was just a kid. He's just a kid. He walks into an existing environment. Listen, he starts to live at the temple. I hope you hear this. He starts to live right near the Holy of Holies. He is in a prophetic environment. And even though he's just a young boy, something wakes up inside of him. I want to tell you, you're not too young, you're not too old, you're not too much of a novice to hear God's voice. Young Samuel, young Saul, children, and old people alike, you walk into a prophetic environment and God will begin to stir something in you. I want to encourage you today. Romans 2:11 says, God is no respecter of persons. That means the same thing that's available to me is available to you. The promises in his word that were given are given to me just like they're given to you. You can have the same things that you see other people walking in if you'll begin to get into the right environment. It's like a light switch. You just have to make a decision to walk over to the wall and flip it on. I want to talk about how we do that, how we get over there and flip the switch of a prophetic environment on in our life. I want to give you 4 steps to creating a prophetic environment. If you'll write them down. 4 steps to creating a prophetic environment. Step 1, make time. This may seem obvious. This might seem like, you know, something that you would take for granted. But if you want a prophetic environment in your life where God is able to speak to you at any time, you need to make time. You need to set a time aside for God to speak to you. Set a block of time aside every week and you say, God, first you pray and ask God to speak to you. And then, here's unique. This is novel. Listen. Because here's the problem. A lot of times our prayers go like this. We talk and 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 we talk. And then we're done talking and we leave the conversation. Anybody ever been in a conversation with somebody you couldn't get a word in edgewise? You're like, hey, could I maybe say something at some point in this conversation? That's how we treat God a lot of times in our prayers. Prayer is supposed to be an open communication, but yet when we're done talking, prayer's over. So when I say make time for God, I say make a weekly appointment with God. If you're ready to go to the next level, make a daily appointment. But start, make a weekly appointment with God. Ask God, God, I want to hear your voice. God, speak to me. And begin to just take time aside and listen. Just wait. After you pray, just wait. Matthew 7:7 says this, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. I want to tell you, the door to hearing God's voice, to moving prophetically, will be opened if you ask, if you're seeking him, if you're knocking on that door, if you're coming daily and saying, God, I want to hear your voice. God, I want to make space in my life for you to speak to me. God, I want to push the pause button and just take time to hear if there's something you want to say to me in this season. So make time. 1 Corinthians 14:1 says, let love be your highest goal, but you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives, especially the ability to prophesy. I love that. So we're moving in love, but we're desiring to hear God's voice and to speak it. See, if that doesn't show you how we're supposed to be, we're letting love lead us and love guide us and love be the underpinning of our life and ministry. But we're also very desirous to be able to hear and articulate what God is saying. That's an important, it's a special gift, a special ability that the Spirit gives us. So when we're praying, first we're asking for more. We're taking out the time. We're blocking out some time in our week. We're asking God to speak to us. And then we just listen. Listen for a while. So number one, in the four steps, number one, make time. Number two is prioritize God's voice. Now, this one, it seems easy, but it's tricky. It seems easy, and you might say, Pastor, I prioritize God's voice. Do you? Do you really? You're probably sitting there saying, of course I prioritize God's voice. But will you stop what you're doing if God begins to speak? Will you stop what you're doing and write it down? Will you stop mowing the grass? Will you stop cooking dinner for a couple minutes just to write down what God is saying? Will you prioritize God's voice? Will you stop in the middle of what you're doing? Just pause for a second and write it down. Because if you're trying to tell me that God's voice is important to you and you won't stop and write it down, then it's not really true that you're prioritizing God's voice in your life. Because if it was my highest priority, then guess what? I'll pause whatever I'm doing. If I'm at work, I'll find a way to say, okay, let me just write this down on this sticky note and put it in my pocket. I'm going to find a way. How many times does God give us dreams and we don't wake up and write them down? Next morning, we don't take a moment to try to rehearse it or figure it out or call somebody on the phone that's a brother or sister in Christ and say, hey, what do you think about this? Have a prophetic conversation. Are we prioritizing God's voice? We have to prioritize God's voice. If you want him to speak more, then stop and write it down. When he speaks, push the pause button. Record it, write it down, type it out. If you're not recording it somehow and God is speaking, are you really honoring what God is saying? Studies show that we retain more when we write it down. And here's the bonus. Once you've written it down, you have a record of it. You can actually go back and better rehearse it once you've written it down. And that's what throughout history the people of God have done. They've written down what God has said. And that's why we have scripture today. Because people stopped when God was talking and they wrote down, and thank God for that. How many people around you may be depending upon the fact you stop and write something down? Maybe somebody an important, a critical decision in their life is depending on you stopping and writing something down. You stopping and you sending a text message. You stopping and you making a phone call. Prioritize God's word by writing it down every time. Somebody say every time. Every time. And then go back and rehearse it on a regular basis. If you treasure God's prophetic word in your life and you guard it, it'll grow. If you inventory it, if you rehearse it regularly, that's what I call prioritizing the voice of God. I have a certain time during my week when I go back and I rehearse everything that God has said. You can't tell me that you remember everything that good. Because I go back and I listen to certain voice recordings, or I go back and I look at certain notes that I put and I say, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And it gives me fresh vision for the next season. Because God may be bringing out a certain part of a prophetic word that he gave me that I didn't really focus on before that much. And now it's like, now it's that season for that thing, and that thing is really coming alive, jumping off the page, saying, this is what I need to do. So number one is what? Make time. Number two is? Number three is create. Number three is set an atmosphere. Set an atmosphere. If you want to have a prophetic environment, you have to set an atmosphere in your home, in your car, in your space, in your earphones. Set an atmosphere. Husbands, wives, when you want to get your spouse in the mood, you set an atmosphere. All my fitness people, when you want to get a great workout, you got to get that playlist right. So you can get pumped. You set an atmosphere. To all my hardworking, ambitious, career-minded people and hardworking parents, when you get home at the end of the day and you're trying to relax, you set an atmosphere. It's no different in the spirit. If we want to entreat God and welcome God into this space, I want to set an atmosphere. It says in the scripture that God rides on the praises of his people. He's enthroned on the praises of his. So we're actually making a place that he can come and have a conversation with us. Set an atmosphere. Three things that can really, really help you create a spiritual thermostat or an atmosphere in your life. And in different seasons, one may be speaking to you more than the other, a little louder than the other. But if you continue to mix these three things up, rehearse the word of God. Rehearse the prophetic words that you've heard. Rehearse the scripture. Number two, turn on worship music. There's nothing like setting an atmosphere of worship that I'm in the presence of God. So now, because I'm closer, I can actually hear his voice better. And number three, pray and ask for more of God. So three things I'm doing to set an atmosphere in my life. The word, prayer, worship. The word, prayer, worship. I'm mixing those three things up in different ways. I'm keeping it fresh to set a fresh atmosphere of faith. And that welcomes a combination of the word, prayer, and worship will always set an atmosphere. You will never have a bad atmosphere if you're practicing these three components. You keep on stirring that up in different dynamics. Maybe sometimes you're worshiping more, and that's kind of the primary thing. You're still reading the word and you're still praying, but it's kind of like worship is the big thing for you right then. That's good. That's all right. And then sometimes it's like, I'm worshiping, I'm praying, but just getting in the word. Like I'm reading a lot of scripture, and that's what makes me feel close to God right now. That makes me feel like I'm connected. I get a good atmosphere at my house. Sometimes it's not worship in the word so much. Sometimes it's just prayer. I'm just praying. I'm getting deep in this thing. The more that I pray, the more it makes me feel good. I'm feeling something in the spirit as I'm praying. And so mixing these three things together creates an atmosphere. And so, number one, the first step is make time. Number two is prioritize your life. Number three is set an atmosphere. And four is practice with others. Practice. You know, there's an old saying that says, practice makes perfect. That might not completely apply here, but practice will definitely make you better. When you practice with others, get into someone else's prophetic environment and practice. Come on Saturdays or stay a little later on Sundays. The more that you practice and speak with others and be in other prophetic environments, the more you're going to hear. The first time I preached, I was terrible. Terrible. I mean, there are some people around me that loved me, that told me I did good, but something in my heart told me, that's not right. I left some stuff out and I'd missed some stuff and it was kind of awkward. But if you practice something that God has given you long enough, you'll actually start getting good at it. If you practice hearing the voice of God, you're going to get good at it. Practice with others. We need to create an environment that we can thrive in our lives. We must become more prophetic. As a community of God's people, we need to constantly be hearing and speaking God's words to others inside and outside of our community. That's what we were intended to do. Isaiah 32, 1, we started here at the beginning of the series. Look, a righteous king is coming, and honest princes will rule under him. Each one will be like a shelter from the wind and a refuge from the storm, like streams of water in the desert and the shadow of a great rock in a parched land. Yeah. Then everyone who has eyes will be able to see the truth, and everyone who has ears will be able to hear it. Even the hotheads will be full of sense and understanding. Those who stammer will speak out plainly. I want to encourage you, be this shelter that is spoken about here. The shelter that someone else needs. Be a prophetic environment creator that wherever you go, whatever space that you enter, all of a sudden people are like, oh, now I get it. I'm hearing now. I didn't hear this before, but now I see the answer. I see the solution. When you show up, God's presence should show up with you. A prophetic environment should show up with you. Imagine if you show up at the parent-teacher meeting with a prophetic environment. Imagine if you show up to your job with a prophetic environment. Imagine if you show up to your family reunion, amen, with a prophetic environment. Now all of a sudden, people that weren't able to hear how much God loves them are now, they're able to hear some stuff they never heard before. Why? Because you created a prophetic environment, and when you entered the space, your prophetic environment came with you. This is just the way God created us. I was with a friend, and a ministry friend, and we were sitting down and we were talking, and he had been going through some health issues, and we were sitting there talking. We weren't talking about that stuff, but he just stopped and he said, you know what? I'm feeling better. Like in my body, I'm like health. I didn't pray for him, but I had an environment around me that I had created. I want to tell you, you can create an environment of God's presence, of God's characteristics around you, whether it's of health, whether it's of prophecy. And God wants to get his word out to his people, to those that are in the community already and to those that would be in his community, to prodigal sons and daughters that have walked away. But if you or I can just bring that prophetic environment with us, it's amazing what can be transformed. This is our time to be his prophetic community. Imagine what the world will be like the more we step up into our purpose and be carriers of this prophetic environment. Let me pray with you today. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're challenging us, God, to do something, Father, that is so important, something that is so needed in our world today. God, everybody needs to hear your voice. The ones that want to, the ones that even don't know what they need. God, and let us be your hands and feet. Let us be an extension of you. Let us be somebody that you can speak through. Let us be ones that are so full, so baptized, so saturated with your presence that everywhere we go, there is a prophetic environment that is around us. God, I thank you, Lord, for greater days of miracles and signs and wonders and breakthroughs. And God, I thank you, it starts with us being obedient. It starts with us hearing your voice. Let us be that. Let us be your prophetic community. And God, as we're praying, as we are seeking you right now, maybe there's a few people here today that say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be with Jesus today. I need to line up my life with what he wants. I want to line up my life with his best, with his blessing, with his voice. If that's you today, you say, I kind of gotten a little bit off track and I need to reconnect with Jesus today. Just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. Amen. 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 God is doing something so incredible today. If you slipped up your hand, I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of what God is doing in your life. I want to pray with you. I want everybody to say this prayer with us together. Jesus, thank you for everything you've done for me. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for giving me a second chance when you wiped all my sins away. Jesus, I accept the free gift of salvation and relationship. Jesus, teach me how to hear your voice. Teach me how to walk with you. Guide me with your love and your voice from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's give God the praise. Amen. Isn't that good? I love that. I love that. The greatest thing that we can do is say yes to Jesus. Whether it's the first time or the second time or the 10th time or it's just the next season that we're rolling into and we're saying, God, yes, I want it. I'll do it. I want to be obedient to your voice. God, I want your best in my life. Amen. Let's give God the praise.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.